producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
She's a TV star, a Broadway star, a best-selling author, a wife, and a mom. She's gifted with the memory of a superhero and the energy of a teenager. Now, here's Mary Lou Henner.
Hello, and I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad my buddy Sean Kanan, I get to share him with you because he is fabulous.
We're having a blast.
We are having a blast, and he was on the show in December, He was a blast, and we said, hey, come and play with us, especially when Lauren is in Europe, and he did, and it's been great, and I can't wait to have you back. Okay, sponsoring this hour, I'm so excited, is Walgreens, and you know Walgreens, the corner of happy and healthy. That sounds like me. Happy and healthy. You can get anything there. You can get all your, you know, different paper goods, anything that you do, and it's usually very short lines, and the people are so helpful, and they have it. And you know what's great about Walgreens lines? Even if there's, like, a person ahead of you, there's all this, like, fun stuff to look at, and then you go, oh, yeah, I need that. So pretty soon you're loaded up and ready to go, and you get in and out fast. So, you know, Walgreens is a great, great store. So check it out. Make sure that you do. And it's everywhere. That's really what's so cool. Okay. Kids are having trouble right now in schools because, especially if they're going to certain colleges, because a lot of times the amount of money that kids were supposed to be getting from, let's say, college scholarships, that whole thing has changed, and even the need-based scholarships are changing, the need-based help. I know a lot of kids, you know, right now people are making, this is the time when they have turn their college applications in, and they are waiting feverishly to find out, you know, oh, did I get into my school? Am I going to go there? Where should I go? How? So just as parents, what you really have to do is be very careful about where you sign up your kid for college, and make sure that if you have one of those kids who might be able to get some kind of aid, that you pick the right school. Because a lot of times kids are picking schools based on the aid rather than, you know, it's great to match up your kid with the right school, the right financial assistance, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, schools do not give the same kinds of scholarships, no. Academic scholarships.
And that's another reason it's really important to, you know, to start one of those 50, what is it called? It's a 509, I think.
Yeah, 509.
Which is a college saving,
yes,
savings program for your kids. And it's, you know, even if you put a little bit in, you know, when they're young,
it makes a big compound interest.
Yeah.
Great point, Sean. Yep. Especially because it's changed so much, and colleges are so much more
expensive.
I mean, you went to Boston University.
I did, but then I graduated from UCLA, which was a state school. So Boston was a private school, which is really expensive, and then UCLA not so much, but. Yeah,
that's changed too.
It's gotten more expensive.
That's where Aaliyah went.
What's the tuition there now?
Oh, it's crazy. It's over $40,000.
Oh, you're kidding? Because when I went there, I think it was something like $2,700 a quarter, whatever. And yeah, wow.
No.
So that's very expensive.
Now they're. I think what the statistic is around this: 70% are going to be from out of state, so that they only have a small percentage of people. So it's very, very competitive. Mm-hmm. College has changed. And, you know, it's the same thing as the housing bubble. It's the whole thing that happened. It's, you know, this is what, oh, those Wall Street guys.
Yeah, really.
I know. They screwed up those kids especially. But law schools are even, the best ones are not even attracting the best students, because what's happened is kids who have great LSAT scores, they're saying, but I might have a better chance for financial aid if I don't go to the top tier. Mm-hmm. They're not giving as much money. I might go to, like, just the group right under it. So, you know, colleges are getting more selective. Kids are getting more selective. There's less money available. So do your homework. That's, you know, that's one of the most important things. Because let's face it, there's nothing better than loving the school that mm-hmm. you're in. Yeah. If you don't love the school, something is not right. Because there are too many choices, opportunities, too many different types of courses that you can take. And so, you know, it's really important for you to sync up with the right place. And you know, I'm sure you went through it with your daughter. I mean, your kid's going to high school.
Well, we're obviously starting to talk about colleges for the older one. And I have we have one who's in UCLA pre-med.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal, it's going to be for the next 4 and then sometimes 8 years if you go to grad school. It's such a big block of your life.
Yeah.
And it's not just what you're learning; it's also the people that you're meeting. You know, some of these are relationships that will carry you through your business life. Or whatever, so you really got to, it's a big decision for parents and kids.
For sure, or your personal life, because my husband, my third and final husband, we knew each other as 18-year-olds at the University of Chicago.
Wow.
He was my roommate's boyfriend. I didn't dare twinkle in his direction, but we reconnected 13 years ago, almost 13 years ago. So, you know, and I think that having that school as a base, we knew
commonality.
Because
exactly.
I think choosing the right college is one of the most important decisions
absolutely.
That you're ever going to make in your entire life. Yeah. Okay, up with us next, we're going to be talking to Jan Bowen, who's the author of It's Not That Complicated. Huh. It's not that complicated. What is she talking about? Now, what she's talking about is...
I need some help figuring it out. So, looking forward to this one.
Here she is. She says, how many more New Years will it take for you to be happy? How many more New Years? So it's all about that road to happiness that everybody right. talks about. She's a happiness coach, and she says you may already have the tools for fulfillment.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. It's, it reminds me of my book, Wear Your Life Well. Use what you have to get what you want.
Right, right.
Yeah, because that's, you know, it's like sometimes what you have around you is definitely doable. You just have to line it up a little bit.
Don't you think sometimes people get caught up in the difference between being happy mm-hmm. and being at the moment not necessarily feeling great or dealing with a bad situation, but it doesn't mean that you're not happy. I mean,
exactly.
I had the crummiest day yesterday. And the only way I could equate it is, you ever one of those days where you drop your keys and then you kick them?
Yeah.
That was my day yesterday. But I was still happy.
Yeah, you were still happy.
I was miserable, but I was happy.
For sure. Okay, well, let's see what Jan Bowen has to say about that. Author of It's Not That Complicated. How many more New Years will it take for you to be happy? All this and more, hanging out with Sean Kane. And today, I'm very happy. I'm Mary Lou.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
At JCPenney, we're going all out with all new Red Zone Clearance markdowns for the whole family. Like 60 to 80% off select outerwear, sweaters, boots, cold weather accessories, and sleepwear. Plus, get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. Download our app for coupons. This clearance event is not to be missed. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 128-130. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or visit the store for coupon and details. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Clearance percentage are based on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken.
What do Justin Bieber, Audrey Hepburn, yoga dogs, and goats and trees have in common? They've all got a calendar at brownchalk.com. For the largest selection of calendars in the world, including 120 varieties of dog breed calendars, go to brownchalk.com. Not to be confused with a red herring, it's Brown Trout, the calendar company. Name your passion, whether it's the Bible or One Direction. They've got a calendar to match at brownchalk.com. BROWNTROUT.com or calendars.com.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, well, I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show. And here's Mary Lou.
Okay, this is the time of year that everybody's making New Year's resolutions and they want to change and they want to throw out the old, embrace the new, et cetera, et cetera. And then sometimes by the end of the month, they're like totally bailing on everything. And it's like, nah, I think I'll just stay. But then they're not happy. So here's the question. How many more New Years will it take for you to be happy? Maybe you just have to make some adjustments to what you already have. Well, here she is. She's got a great new book out. It's called It's Not That Complicated. And it's basically, she says, you may already have the tools for fulfillment. So without further ado, here she is, the author of It's Not Complicated. Please give a warm Mary Lou Henner Show welcome to Jan Bowen.
Yay!
Okay, hey, Jan.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm just so happy and delighted to be on with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I hope that we're like, yeah. Oh, it's called How to Create a Personalized Template of Alignment. I love it. So it's kind of like feng shui for your life and psyche and body and all of it, right?
It is. And if you use the book in the way that I built it, it's really a personalized plan because it's exactly what you said, you know, just before I came on the show. We all know our own answers. Mm. It's just getting out of our own way, really.
Right.
Book gives you little ways of doing that so that we can each make our own plan to put it together for ourselves.
Yeah, and it's like a nice-sized book that you can take anywhere, slips in anywhere, you know. I mean, so it's not, you don't have to be like, oh, I have to like do this whole heavy big textbook thing. But one of the things I loved, and I'm sorry that I'm going to skip to page 50, you have something, because you have everybody kind of evaluate where they're at, and you have, you know, all these different questions for you, you know, define your values, find your purpose, things like that, create a daily practice. But one of the things I loved, on page 50, you could have an exercise one, calling me, and you say, write down adjectives describing, number one, who I want to be, 2, how I want to be known, 3, how I would like others to describe me. And you have somebody go through this. I bet people, even if they just started there, it would make a difference because they would see the difference between, you know, what they want. They probably are a lot closer than they think. Is that what you find out in this exercise?
Yes, and I think what it also makes very clear is that what we think sometimes we want isn't as powerful as what our real potential in life is.
Right, right. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so how did you go about writing this book? Because were you feeling like I'm not connected to my authentic self? Was it a personal transformation for you?
No, it was kind of a funny story. I had written the book a few years ago because I've always written. But the reason I write is because my brain, unlike yours, Mary Lou, doesn't remember everything in perfect order. I have everything in just a crazy order until I put it down on paper. So every morning I have my practices as I go through in the book. Mm-hmm. Practices are really important to me. And one of mine is that I have to make order in my brain. And my way of doing it is writing.
Uh-huh.
And so I've always done that. So this book was something that I was making order of these things that were just truth to me.
Right.
And it would come out, and I just didn't think it was any big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I was working in my regular work, I would say things to my clients and just colleagues, and they would look at me like, oh, wow, that's really good.
Right.
And I'd think, this isn't that great. This is just, you know.
This is you being you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your dogs are, like, certainly applauding your efforts, I'm sure.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. No worries. You know, we love animals here. We talk about animals all the time. I just didn't want somebody to think like you were, you know, being hounded by wolves or whatever.
Almost.
All right, so what are some of the things, because you call it a personalized template of alignment, and it is kind of like, you know, feng shui a bit, feng shuiing your life and your body and your soul and everything else, your psyche. What is something like somebody who's listening to you right now, what would they, you know, where's a good place to start?
I think in three categories. I think in body, you can apply any words, but I think in body, mind, spirit. Sometimes people aren't comfortable with spirit is the word I use.
Mm-hmm.
But body, mind, whatever. And I think without some sort of physical, and I think you resonate with this as well, Mary Lou, without some sort of physical activity in our life, nothing else makes sense.
Right.
So choosing
mm-hmm.
something there gives clarity in other parts of our life. And mentally, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to have something. You know, as I mentioned, for me, it's writing. For
mm-hmm.
someone else, it could be a regular reading practice that's very regimented, not
right.
just picking up a bestseller.
Right.
And then spirit, in my words, could be prayer for some people, could be
right.
contemplation for others. Meditation, something. But I do believe that we all need that one way of, for ourselves, of getting back to our own peace and truth.
Right. The book is called It's Not That Complicated, How to Create a Personalized Template of Alignment, and we're talking to Jan Bowen. Sean, you had a question.
Yeah, Jan, I wanted to ask you a question. I think, you know, in Los Angeles, at least, we're probably a little more attuned to reading self-help books maybe than other parts in the country. And I was going to ask you, what do you think is one of the major differences that sets your book apart from, you know, the scads of other self-help books that are out there and that maybe people have already read?
Thanks, because it's really hard to distinguish between all of them. The one thing that I think is different with this is I've tried to make it a practical tool in a personalized way. So many
mm-hmm.
of the books give a formula that for everyone to follow, and that really...
What would be an example of the formula?
Yeah. Well, and they probably, you know, you probably feel like it's not a one-size-fits-all. You're
mm-hmm.
With this little workbook, you probably help yourself design your
based
own
on who
formula.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. Everyone can't eat the same way because their bodies are different.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it takes work to figure it out for yourself.
Sure.
And so
sure.
My book helps people figure it out for themselves, and it does
yeah.
take effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, you like people like to exercise at different times. They want to, you know, they want to, you know, possibly there are different types of exercise profiles or different types of meditation, as you were talking about. I always call it setting up your environment to win. You know, you've got to like set up everything in your life to sort of help you support a healthy new mindset and lifestyle. You know, and I think that you do it so well in this book. So that's great. Yeah. And you talk about, you know, you kind of walk people through the steps of gratitude, and you say, forget lame platitudes, gratitude journals, random acts of kindness, or whatever others do to show your gratitude. I'm sure you've gotten a little bit of like, oh, what are you talking about? You know, a little bristling from that.
Stop being kind.
Yeah. talk about how you approach gratitude in the book a little bit.
I think all of that is wonderful if it's sincere, you know, and I think it all started out with a really sincere effort. But as with any a concept in our culture, as it grows in popularity, sometimes the original intent gets diffused, and I think that has happened with the whole gratitude concept, and that was my point with this. If it hits your heart and opens your heart, then absolutely that gratitude journal is meaningful. But for Pete's sake, downloading a page and listing things just, oh my God, okay, let's see, 10.
Right. So everybody's different. It reminds me of, you know, the Saturday Night Live skit about Stu Smiley, you know.
Oh, I'm Stuart
good
Smiley.
Yeah, Stuart Smiley.
Good enough and people like me.
Yeah, right. Things like that. Yeah, anybody, I mean, that's what, you
Who's
know.
Now our senator.
Who's now our senator, of course, of course. Yeah.
Oh, dear. It's so true. I mean, we laugh, but there's the humor is because there's so much truth in it, right?
Yes.
But the concept of gratitude also hits us because it's essential, and it is what opens our heart. So we need, I believe, to each find a way to connect with it. It's just, okay, let's, you know, put all that other stuff aside if we've overused it and overdone it, and think for a second, what is it that does connect us to it?
Right. Absolutely. Well, it's really a fun book to look at and, like, a lot of really fun questions and everything. So thank you so much for being with us today. The book is called It's Not That Complicated, How to Create a Personalized Template of Alignment. I like that, too. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. And you'll find links up at MaryLouShow.com everywhere. Thanks a lot.
Thank you both.
I like that. How many more New Year's will it take for you to be happy? For sure. Did you ever fill out one of those, like any kind of like either journal? Did you keep a journal?
I don't keep one now, but I've had different times in my life when I have. And I think it's funny when you sit down and really write stuff out, you know, some of the stuff that comes out, you know, it really surprises you.
Yeah.
It takes you in a different direction than maybe you thought.
Yeah, but absolutely.
I encourage it.
I bet when you traveled, because I think keeping
a
travel diary is so great.
Right.
And even if you, like, write up in the margin, you know, up above, you write kind of a chronological thing of what you did, but then the body of it is all about feelings and everything else. So more with Sean Kanan, our buddy, hanging out with us today. You are listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm Mary Lou.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Josh Altman from Bravo's Million Dollar Listing, and you're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show.
Okay, Josh Altman, he was here. Yeah, he was, I wonder, did he ever get married? Because, boy, he certainly was hot on the trail for, you know, no, he was getting married, so that was cool. Sean Kanan, our co-host, so excited that you're here today. Okay, so see if you can name some of the things that you should never touch at the office. Never, ever touch at the office.
I'm going to go with interns.
Okay. Even if you're the president, don't touch it. Okay, here's one that I would totally understand. And, you know, I'm not a germaphobe at all. People think that because I have a good memory and I like to organize my closet that I'm a germaphobe or have OCD. It's not true. I've been tested. I don't have it. I have OCO, obsessive compulsive order. I do prefer it. And once I had kids, I even had to get rid of that. All right, but here's something. The coffee pot. The coffee pot, the microwave handles, and the refrigerator. You should be very, very careful because there's all kinds of things. Hands move viruses more quickly than sneezing and coughing did. And all you have to do is have one person who's ill in your office, and they've contaminated everything in the break room appliances. So I guess you should have little wipes. Near the thing.
Don't they also say that if you use the antiseptic jelly, that's bad
too
for
much?
You?
Yeah.
I've heard that it contains these things called obesogens. Do you know,
yes.
You know what those are? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now you get fat with clean hands, and then we're building up our tolerance of
exactly.
There's a bacteria in our body that
can't handle stuff.
Yeah, you can't win.
Well, I think instead of putting it all over your hands, maybe you just have to wipe down these offending surfaces.
And then maybe somebody gets offended that the person who used the coffee before sees you doing it. What's
that's
wrong?
So funny.
With it?
That reminds me of that.
It's like Larry David says: you really just can't leave your house.
That's funny you're saying Larry David because I was about to remind you of that Seinfeld episode where Elaine is so offended because there's only one other woman in the office that works with her, and that woman puts toilet paper all over the seat. You know, she like covers the seat, and she's like, "There's only two people that sit there." You know, it's so funny. I know that show is incredible. So great. All right, computer keyboards.
Right.
Now they're pretty disgusting. It's I every once in a while take Q-tips and like clean out in between, and that's pretty disgusting what comes off. And you got to do it often.
Yeah,
you have to get those computer keyboards, but don't do it anywhere near nail polish remover because literally my keyboard. I put my hand on my keyboard and it came up like a pizza, like pizza cheese.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Bad, really bad. Do not. Do your nails anywhere near a computer.
That's probably not a good way to keep your job either, doing your nails at work.
That's true, yeah. The copy machine, if you have a copy machine at work, you have to write. Everybody goes right into Rob Schneider.
Right.
And you'd be surprised. Offices still have copy machines.
Big really?
Ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes you need to
make a copy.
Make a copy.
Right.
Yeah. Desk phones. It's still a fixture in a lot of offices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I have to go into my husband's office. There are 80 people who work at Brown Child Publishers here in Los Angeles and all over the world. He's got a bunch of people who work. I bet you if you swabbed down some of these offices.
Like a black light.
Yeah, like a black light kind of thing. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was the last person to go through the emergency room doors on the final episode of ER. Okay? Now, because I was like one of the last days of shooting. In fact, I was there the day that everybody was having cake and they were filming and everything else. So I was the last person. In fact, I went through it and then they broke the doors down. Okay. So that set had been up there for so many years and it was so authentic, except I kept thinking, this is not clean like a hospital. Nobody's cleaning this set every single day.
It didn't have that like clean hospital smell to it.
Yeah, that very antiseptic smell.
You know, I used to laugh at Michelle. She would bring Lysol wherever we went. My wife,
your
Michelle.
Wife. Mm-hmm.
And now we'll get to a hotel and the first thing I'll say is, where's the Lysol? Spray everything down. I become a little more germophobic in my old age.
Yeah. You know. And you also don't ever do anything on the bedspread in a hotel.
No.
Get it?
No.
Get the top bedspread out of there.
The other thing too, you know, we have five kids, and you know, when they're young, they're little vectors for disease and crap and everything else.
Little petri dishes.
Yeah,
for sure. Especially like those kitty gyms and stuff.
Right.
Forget about it.
Yep.
You have to really like spray down your kids. Now you live with all these women, all your daughters and everything else.
Do.
Your daughter, your stepdaughters. What is the bathroom situation like?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm amazed by the fact that women are actually, or young girls rather, are much messier than boys are. They really are.
Well, they have more things.
They've got, okay, let's go with that. So they're kind of slobby. Fortunately, we have a house that has, I don't know, it's got like five bathrooms in it. So it's big enough that everybody has it. Because, I mean, first of all, I can't imagine what alternative universe I would ever be sharing a bathroom with I call them the three piglets. I love them, but they're the three piglets. Okay? But each of them have their own bathrooms, and, you know, I can only yell so much. So
Right.
They're responsible for theirs, and I'm responsible for mine.
That's funny you say that, because my husband and my two boys, and we used to have a big German Shepherd. So I said, I live with the three little pigs and the big bad wolf.
The big bad wolf.
Oh, like God, a big wolf. Because he was kind of at the end of his life and couldn't get up enough. He had hip dysplasia.
Oh.
Not my husband. The German Shepherd Pablo was 11 years old, which is pretty old, and then he died at 14 years old. And so, you know, but he couldn't get up fast enough, so he was always like, you know, going to the bathroom.
You know what's interesting is my stepson, who's 22, and he's a really good student, and he works very hard, but a bit of a slob, has recently gotten his first serious girlfriend.
Oh.
And the metamorphosis of going from slob boy to suddenly caring about it's amazing. So it's like such a great thing that he has now, you know, got a young lady in his life.
Yeah.
I'm not
that anxious. He wants to entertain, I'm
right,
sure at the
right,
house.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's not enough to breathe.
Just suddenly there's more showering, and there's more, hey, my clothes need to be ironed and folded, and this and that. So
that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Now, I bet you're neat. You seem like you'd be a neat person. No?
I try and be very neat. It's a little difficult with all the kids.
Yeah,
and
you got to pick your battles. You have to give that up. Yeah.
But yeah, I like things to be orderly.
Yeah, because once things have a place, you can find them.
But also, I'm a firm believer that the way you have things in your environment organized is very often a reflection of your current mental state and everything else.
100%. The first thing I do when I give a speech to everybody is I always say, the first thing out of my mouth is, I could walk around this room right now and check your wallet or your purse and tell you exactly how you're taking care of your health. Because how you take care of the little things is how you take care of the big things. Mm-hmm. And I once did like a field piece where I went to Farmer's Market in Los Angeles, and I did purse readings for people. Oh, purse and wallet readings. And I, like,
did you ask first?
Yeah. I was one of those people who asked before they took
good,
the
that's
purse.
Smart.
Yeah. No,
that's
but
so
it's
true,
really
though.
True. It's really true. It's like it's all part of the
and,
same
you know,
kind
sometimes
of
when, you know, as actors, we tend to have downtime a lot. Sometimes
sure.
things get messy because you're, yeah. But for me, whenever I'm sort of feeling like things are even slightly out of control,
right.
I'll go on a cleaning jag. I mean, I like to do it. I find it therapeutic.
Me? Oh,
even
oh my
doing
God.
Dishes.
Like, this is a match made in
I will do dishes. Is that crazy?
No, if you weren't in show business and if you weren't like your second career, if somebody said, okay, the rest of your life, you have to like.
I would not be a dishwasher. There's nothing wrong with it. But
no, but I love,
yeah,
I love to
I do too.
I could like organize
because it makes
out.
Me. I, you know what I think it comes from? It comes from feeling good about putting some hard work in, and
yeah.
You know what I mean. That's
yeah.
It.
Your parents did a great job on
oh,
that.
Oh, thank
they're,
you.
They're like great. Okay, more with Sean Kanan coming up. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're talking about relationships. Do you defend your partner's defenses? Here's why: you should or you shouldn't. You'll have to stay tuned. You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show.
What do Justin Bieber, Audrey Hepburn, yoga dogs, and goats and trees have in common? They've all got a calendar at brownchalk.com for the largest selection of calendars in the world, including 120 varieties of dog breed calendars. Go to brownchalk.com. Not to be confused with a red herring, it's Brown Trout, the calendar company. Name your passion, whether it's the Bible or One Direction. They've got a calendar to match at brownchalk.com. BROWNTROUT.com or calendars.com.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, well, I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Mary Lou Show. Now, here's Mary Lou.
Okay, so my co-host today is Sean Kanan, married to the love of his life, his second marriage, 5 beautiful children, and, you know, stepchildren, blended family. Do you and your wife have similar fighting styles? Because I think when you don't, it takes some figuring out. Like, how do you negotiate, navigate the different fighting styles? Because you're one way, the other person's the other way, and what do you do about it?
We're both pretty passionate people.
Mm-hmm.
She's Sicilian.
Right.
I'm an actor, which means I'm half crazy anyway.
Right.
You know, we have sort of a theory. It's funny. We were discussing it about a week ago. About once every 6 weeks, we like to have a really short but good bench clearing argument, and it just kind of, and then done. And sometimes it's about the dumbest stuff.
Sure.
It's not even stuff that's really legitimate. It's just we kind of.
And I can't to get out.
But you know, she's my best friend, and we really are together a tremendous amount of time. And I mean, it's not even in a codependent way. We just love spending time together.
Yeah.
And so really, you know, it's I don't like fighting with my best friend, but you know, your best friend sometimes gets in your nerves.
Right. And so, but you guys also probably have faith and the trust that no matter what comes out, you're going to stay.
For sure.
Because there are some people, you know, I mean, and I certainly was like this in earlier relationships in my life, in my early dating life, where I'd be like, okay. And I'd be like shoveling the dirt under the rug.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, I'm leaving. And it's like, what? Why? What happened? It's like, go look under the rug, you know?
Right.
And I had to learn confrontational ethics so that I wasn't just, you know, keeping my mouth shut.
That's an interesting catchphrase. What'd you say? What kind of ethics?
Confrontational ethics.
You know, yeah, you have to fight fair.
You do.
You know, there's times that arguing is justified, I think, in a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, I argue mean, with my husband all the time.
Yeah, life comes up, but it's not saying things that are so cutting and hurtful that really it's no longer about the argument. It's about winning.
Right.
And so I try not to do that. And I think this may, I hope this doesn't sound misogynistic, but I think part of being a husband is sometimes, and part of being a wife, I'm sure, is just acquiescing, you know.
Yeah,
it's really,
well, it's knowing when to pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think that, and also being able to read the room. You know, being
important.
Able to read the room. Let's say, you know, the person comes home from work or something that happened throughout their day. They come in with all this energy. You know this from being an actor. You come into a scene with a certain amount of energy or whatever, and maybe that's not what the scene is called for,
exactly.
Or you. Prepare to get that kind of muscle going because you know that the passion is required in the scene. So we have those tricks as actors to bring it or not bring it. But you have to be able to read the room. And people who get involved with actors who don't know how to do that, know how to table it or whatever, they might come into the scene of your life with a certain kind of energy, and the other person has to be able to say, okay, well, they just had a bad day at the office, so that's why they're talking like
that.
And
then you know also when you're in a marriage or a relationship, every couple has hot buttons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's being really careful not to go right to your hot buttons.
Right.
As a way of taking something that's really at about an argument level 3.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're at 8 and go, how did that happen?
Right.
Well, yeah, because you're talking about something that you know is a real hot button for this person.
Yeah.
And your timing might be really bad. And now suddenly, you know, it's World War III.
Yeah. And also, so much about being married or in a relationship is about communication.
Mm.
If you're not communicating, then, you know, you're never going to have the kind of relationship that you want. If you're the kind of person who is calculating and figuring it out in their mind, like your escape, because you're building up a case against your partner, and you've kind of got your arms folded as you're just watching them fail, test after test after test, without their even realizing they're being tested, that is not a fair fight.
You know, a lot of people say, too, they say, well, you know, when you're in love, it shouldn't be work. And the fact of the matter is that marriage is work. It's
work.
It doesn't mean that it's not great fun and everything like that. But, you know, when you first start going out with somebody, all you're doing is you're just with that person. And then suddenly, as months go on, life starts creeping in and you have to reacclimate to being in life.
Yeah.
And life sometimes is difficult. And that sort of bleeds over into a relationship sometimes. So,
absolutely.
You know, you can be very much in love and still, you need to work at it.
Yeah. Now, and you are the stepfather of 4 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought into the marriage, you know, 4 children, and that must have been, you know, kind of.
It is difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great, but it's also difficult, you know, on a lot of levels. I mean, I didn't have the benefit of raising the kids from when they were little.
Sure.
Someone else did.
Yeah.
Who did things differently than I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're now fully formed young adults. With their own opinions and wants and needs. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's difficult. But it's been a crazy great adventure, and I wouldn't
trade
it.
That's great. Yeah, and you don't mind the work or the adjustments to your life because you're so crazy about your wife.
Yes.
You know? I love that that's even in your Twitter handle. Give us your Twitter handle. It's at Sean Kanan.
Oh, it's at Sean Kanan. Yeah, and one of the things that I wrote in the you know, the description from my Twitter handle is something about being in love with my best friend, Michelle. And it's true. It really is. And, you know, she makes everything.
Did you know, how soon after you met her did you say, this is?
I honest to God, when I met her, she was very upset about something. And she burst into this room and she was kind of yelling and talking to her friend about how unhappy she was. And I was like, I'm going to marry this woman.
Uh-huh.
And
you?
I was like, what a weirdo. I did. Yeah, it's true. I knew it.
Wasn't she just so beautiful? I mean, she's beautiful.
But it's not just physically beautiful. There was just a confidence and a passion and something vibrating off her. And I was also ready.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be ready too. And I had said to her, I said, listen, I want to move in and live together, but I will only do it with the understanding that we're getting married in a year. I will not, you know, because I think if you miss you know,
yes.
A relationship can be like a crescendo, and if you miss the apex or whatever, and
you get too comfortable with whatever the situation is.
And then it starts de-evolving, and we did. We went and got married, and it's continued to be up and up.
That's incredible. My acting teacher, you know, sometimes he'd, like, cut people off in the middle of a scene.
Who'd you study with, by the way?
I studied with Ed K. Martin.
Okay.
He was incredible. Okay. Yeah, and also Roy London.
Roy London. I studied with Roy. And I started with Ivana and then with Roy,
Roy London was great.
He was fantastic.
Just great. We lost two great teachers that I worked with and you worked with. But Ed K. Martin used to say this thing about, he'd like sometimes get actors off the stage, you know, just broom them out of there. He'd say, oh, you missed your cue for passion. You know, you should have, even though it didn't call for it in the script, her body language said you should kiss her.
Right.
Or he did this, or that should have been, you should have walked over, you know, you missed your cue for passion.
Right.
And he was always talking about that. And it sounds like you felt that way about your
wife,
you didn't want it to, like, the denouement, you know.
Yeah, because I've been in relationships where you miss it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to do it this time.
Yeah, so, and it becomes kind of... How did the kids, I mean, four kids, how did they respond to you?
You know, it was funny. In the beginning, they thought that we were just good friends. And the girls were very chagrined to find out that, you know, Michelle and I were more than friends, because they were worried Michelle was going to screw up our friendship.
Oh.
And then, of course, you know, there's an acclimating period. Here are these girls are, and you know, young boy that have recently gone through divorce with their mother and their father, and now suddenly there's a new guy that.
And you met her after the divorce,
of course,
right?
Yes, yes, of course,
which is good. Which makes it very much.
And you know, we met very soon after, though, and so there wasn't a huge period where the kids could kind of get used to it. So we kind of all worked through it together.
Yeah.
And on some levels, probably are still doing it, but that's life, right?
Of course. No. It's not like the end credits come up on your life.
Right.
It's a fluid situation. It's
very fluid.
Every day you're in the laboratory of your life.
I love that. That is such genius.
But it's really true. Well, for years I was on always stupid diets before I found a better way of eating for myself. And I would, like, beat myself up and, like, lose days from losing a day. And I went, no, I'm in a laboratory. I'm going to just keep data.
Right.
That one didn't work. That made me feel bad, you know, whatever. And it's much more forgiving when you are
as wise as you are beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
True.
I just loved having you,
thank
Sean
Kanan. So
please come back.
Anytime.
Okay, Bold and the Beautiful.
Bold and the Beautiful.
You've got, like, I know you're working like crazy.
I'll be performing at the Bray Improv on February 18th. Please come to the show. It starts at 8 p.m. You can go online at theimprov.com and find tickets. Love to see you.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Now, do you get nervous before you get up on stage for improv?
A little bit. No, for stand-up. A little bit, but once I hit stage, it goes away, and I kind of, you know, I love it.
You must have so much more new material now that you've got this crazy family.
That's the best part about this marriage. Is kids, man.
That's why you said, this girl's crazy. She's got four kids.
But
I'm marrying her.
The comedy.
We love you, Sean Kanan. You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm Mary Lou.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.